you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Well, I'm finished.
You got a full meal in there? A salad, a main course, and a dessert?
Sure, a radish, a fig, and a piece of turkey jerky.
Joe, what boy's gonna spend the evening with you if he has to bid on a dinner like that?
Oh. You catch on real fast, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, Tootie, you're lucky you're too young to be dragged into Blair's latest scam.
Can't you forget your reverse snobbery for Bates boys long enough to help the World Hunger Fund?
Like you? Who are you trying to kid with these fancy boomerang buns?
That's a croissant, you peasant.
You're just baiting the trap for your latest victim, Dink Lockwood.
I don't need to bait a trap. Dink's already in it. He plans to outbid everyone on my dinner box tonight.
It's supposed to be anonymous. How does he know which is yours?
He pried it out of me. How do you say no to a fullback? He's such a marvelous mass of muscle.
Mostly above his eyebrows.
Natalie, aren't you going to finish your dinner box?
In a minute. I've already put the main course in here.
Oh. Jelly beans?
Some people like a sugar rush. There, I'm finished. Who's next on Blair's slam book?
Me.
Slam book. Is that homework?
A poison pen directory is what it is.
Au contraire. It's simply an opinion poll.
Yeah, and so you can be really honest, you sign with a number instead of your name.
You write your opinions of everyone. See, this is Maggie Ellis's page. Oh, here's one signed number 6. There's only one thing wrong with Maggie Ellis. She's got enough whiskers to make a walrus jealous.
Why, that's just awful. Being honest doesn't give you the right to be vicious.
Oh, Tish.
And it isn't all criticism. It's loaded with praise, too, for the right people.
You mean like the rave you wrote for Tim Hollifield, Miss Number 10?
What do you mean, Number 10? What makes you think I'm Number 10?
I'm not a fool, young lady. The number on Tim's football jersey is 10. You brush your hair 10 times on each side, and you put 10 pounds of jelly beans, Tim's favorite candy, in your dinner box.
All right, I'm number 10. But you've all got to swear you won't tell anyone my number.
Mad, what's wrong with you? If you like the guy, grab him and tell him he drives you out of your tree.
You're such a simple life form.
What if I get rebuffed? Or worse, what if he laughed at me? No, for now I'm content to worship Tim from afar.
What if he buys your dinner box tonight?
Then I'll worship him from a close.
Oh, good, that's Dink. He's bringing the stereo system over. Oh, he's brought a couple of guys over to help him. One of them is Tim Hollifield.
Mrs. Garrett, wait till you see him. His eyes.
You told me. They're so blue, they make Paul Newman's look brown.
Hello?
Dink, I'd know those knees anywhere.
Blair?
Of course it's Blair, you brute.
Hi, babe.
Wow, this fire trap looks outrageous. Really excellent.
Isn't he a stitch?
Hi, group.
Hey, Dink. What you think?
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, it's the Bronx Bombshell. You read any good books lately?
Yeah, Dink. Read any good Cocoa Puff boxes?
Hi, gang.
Hey, Tim, over here with that.
Oh, no, Tim, over here. Let me help you with it.
Well, sure, Natalie.
We wouldn't want you to strain that passing arm. Who knows when you might want to make a pass.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Dink.
Hey, Tim, let's go out and get the big speaker.
There's a bigger speaker. Just how loud do you expect the music to get?
I wouldn't bring out any wine glasses.
Oh, hey, everybody, get ready for a thrill. Rocky Price is on his way with his tape deck.
Rocky Price?
Yeah, he could cure world hunger just by showing up. Everybody'd lose their appetite.
Who's Rocky Price?
Oh, don't call him Rocky. His name's Carl. Those Bates guys call him Rocky behind his back because of his complexion.
That's the worst thing I ever heard.
No, it isn't. You should read the other names he's called. Pizza Face. Moonscape. Peanut Cluster.
I've had it with that slam book, and if I get my hands on it, it's going right into my Cuisinart.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
What's shaking, Carl?
You must be Carl. I'm Edna Garrett.
Hello.
Oh, how sweet of you. You brought your tape deck. Tapes, too. Is that the dance music?
Oh, no, it's for listening. I'm what they call a deadhead.
Who called you that?
Oh, no, it's okay, Mrs. Garrett. A deadhead is a fan of the Grateful Dead.
Oh.
Blair, I didn't think you knew about the Grateful Dead.
Sure. The beautiful people love rock and roll, too.
Oh, why don't I show you where to set that up, hmm? Tell me one thing about that group, the Grateful Dead. If they're dead, why are they so grateful?
Whoa. All right, over there.
Big yeah, guy. Always the quarterback, yeah. Always the quarterback.
Now remember, Dink, it's the pink box with the red ribbon.
Right. I told all the guys not to bid against me. What's in it?
Just a little romantic snack. Jambon, fromage, croissant.
Yeah, but what kind of food?
Cheese on boomerang buns.
Yeah.
Tim, you must be exhausted after moving those big speakers. I bet you could use some Gatorade.
Yeah, really? Thanks, Natalie.
Coming right up. Tootie, could you give me a hand with the refreshments?
I guess, but why?
Because after that, you could stay in the kitchen so I can be alone with Tim. I'm cool.
Blair. Your slam book is really key, especially Rocky Price's page. It's brutal. Hey, Hollifield, you got a page.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This number 10 thinks you're some kind of a god.
Wow, this is embarrassing. So, who is this number 10 anyway?
Come on, Tim. You know who has a humongous crush on you.
I don't. Well, give me some clues.
Well, she's editor of the school paper. She's packed her dinner box with your favorite food, and she just left the room.
Here you are, Tim. One Gatorade coming up.
Thanks. Number 10.
What's he talking about?
Listen, Natalie, I really would like to bid on your dinner tonight, but I'm kind of going steady with Cynthia. You understand?
Hey, Tim, no problem. I'll just sell my dinner to Burt Reynolds as originally planned.
You're a crack-up. Hey, and, thanks for all the nice things you said about me in here. Let's go, Dink.
Yeah. Okay. Pink with a red ribbon. Right?
What a memory.
You told him.
I did not. Okay, so I gave him a few clues. He thought it was cute.
Cute? My crashing and burning is cute? Blair, this is war, and it won't be cute. I take no prisoners.
Sold for $4.50, a real bargain. And your date for the evening, Linda Calderon.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Hi, Carl. Hey, you sure look spiffy.
Oh, you think so? Thanks. Hey, Blair.
Hi.
And now, a gourmet diet dinner featuring yum yum. A crisp red radish, a luscious fig, and teasingly tangy turkey jerky.
Would you cool it? You're making it sound good.
That's my job. What am I bid?
$3.
$5, and there's plenty more where that came from.
Joe, you're not supposed to buy
it. Going once, twice, sold. Next.
Here's the next one.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, a gourmet feast. Salade champignon, jambon fromage, et un croissant.
Pardon her French.
There's nothing wrong with my French. Now, who will start with $3?
$10.
Oh, Dink, you're a doll. That's the highest bid so far. Any other bidders? $10. Going once. Going twice.
$15.
$15. Good for you, Carl.
$16, $17, $17.50, $19.
What's Carl doing? He's bidding on Blair's dinner box.
Yeah, but how does he know it's hers?
Got me.
$19, do I hear?
$19.50, $25.
Sorry, Dink. They don't take lint.
$25. Going once.
You take credit cards.
Sorry, no plastic. Going twice. Sold to Carl Price for $25. And your date for the evening is Blair Warner.
Blair?
Up with Carl. Tell me I'm dreaming. You're wide awake.
This will be some character builder for the little princess.
Why don't you put on some nice dinner music?
Oh, how about the theme from Endless Love?
Love it.
I don't believe this.
I don't either. What are we gonna do?
Why would Rocky want to buy your dinner anyway?
To have dinner with me, of course. He probably saw you bidding on my dinner box and went slightly berserk. I have that effect on men. Or it could have happened in an entirely different way. Excuse me.
Excuse me, I have something to do.
Like what?
I've been meaning to check the shelf life of these cereals.
They'll outlive you. You had something to do with this, admit it.
I might have. I had every right to, after you humiliated me in front of Tim.
You told that awful Rocky Price that was my dinner box.
Just like you told Tim I was number 10.
I think that's your basic eye for an eye.
That's right. You're looking at zero self-image here with heavy psychiatrist bills in the future.
And heavy doctor bills right now.
Hey, what's the big deal? So you spend one mildly humiliating night with Rocky Price. I'll tell him you're on your way.
I am not going out there.
Hey, where'd Blair go?
As far away from you as possible. She doesn't want to have dinner with you, pizza face.
Hey, I happen to know she does.
You can't really believe that. Did you ever look in a mirror?
Now, Dink, you wouldn't want to be known as a sore loser, would you?
Well, Blair is going to be the loser if she has to have dinner with the Rocky Horror Show here.
Oh, knock it off, Dink. Nobody knows whose dinner is whose. Everything was fair and square.
Sorry, but I did know.
So did I. Blair called me.
Ha! I'll bet. When?
5:30 this afternoon. She said she'd love to have dinner with me.
5:30? You're into science fiction. Blair was with me at 5:30. Am I lying, Tim?
I saw them together.
Oh, yeah? Then who called me?
Natalie. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Excuse me.
In the kitchen. Why don't you all just mingle?
It's gonna be hollering.
You called Carl, didn't you?
And convinced him she was me.
How could you do that?
It's easy. You just talk sticky sweet and say darling a lot.
This isn't funny, Joe. It's plain cruel. Natalie, I'm really shocked at what you did.
I'm appalled.
Mrs. Garrett, you know what Blair did to me. I had to pay her back.
But you didn't pay Blair back. That young man out there is the one who's paying.
I know, but I didn't mean to.
You mean you didn't think? I've been listening to you kids. Sometimes you have about as much compassion as a school of piranhas.
I admit it. Went a little far.
A little far?
Mrs. Garrett, I never thought it would turn out this way.
Of course you didn't. It's always a joke. All in good fun. Until one morning, you wake up with a pizza face or some other problem that everyone's laughing at. Believe me, it won't be half as funny then.
Oh, the guilt.
was just looking for an aspirin.
Maybe you can forget the aspirin. I know you didn't call me.
Carl, I called you. I'm really sorry.
Hey, I knew it was a joke. Yeah, I was just playing along.
Carl.
Sure. I have to be out of my mind to think that Blair's gonna call me for a date. I'm not exactly Dink Lockwood.
Be proud.
Here's your dinner, Blair. See ya.
Wait a minute, Carl. This is your dinner. You paid for it.
Well, that's okay. All goes to charity. Excuse me, I better go adjust the stereo. Too much bass.
There goes one very fine boy.
And a very hurt one, too, Blair.
Well, don't everybody look at me like it's my fault. I'm an injured party, too. Forget it. I'm gonna have dinner with Carl.
If anyone should, I should.
Carl paid for this. And part of the package was a charming, lovable dinner date. That's me.
Please, hasn't the boy suffered enough?
I'm having dinner with Carl. Don't do him any favors.
He paid to have dinner with me. Besides, someone might come to the ridiculous conclusion that he preferred you over me. Hi.
Hi.
Hungry yet?
Not really.
I'm starved. Mind if I go ahead and start?
Don't you have your charities mixed up? It's for World Hunger, not Carl Price.
I was afraid of this.
What?
My croissant didn't travel very well.
You know, it looks like one of those floppy watches in that Dolly painting at the MoMA.
The MoMA?
Oh, yeah, MOMA. It's sort of a nickname for the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
I know that. We're trustees. I didn't think you'd know that.
Yeah. I usually get by there whenever I'm home.
Really? I haunt the place. Did you see the Cubist show?
Are you kidding? I saw it 3 times. You know, Picasso is my favorite square.
Okay, yes, he is marvelous. But Brock is the master.
Now, hold it. If we're talking about the master, they both learned everything from Cezanne. You know, I copied one of his still lifes at the Metropolitan.
Do you paint?
Do I paint? No. It was awful. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is to be sitting in the middle of a museum with paints and an easel and be terrible?
I was thinking of trying that. Thanks for the warning.
Croissant?
Merci.
You know, it's been 2 years. I still haven't had the nerve to go back.
I don't blame you. The Metropolitan.
On a Saturday afternoon, crowds of people, and I'm sitting there.